Hi, everyone. This is a message of hope and healing, and I am very thankful and blessed to be with you in this moment of this day, of this gift, of this life, and doing exactly what I feel strongly that God is calling me to do. And what is that? That's sharing a message of God's love for you. Amen. So I would say this. I'm going to say a few things I've learned this week. First and foremost, if you kind of hem in your day with prayer, so starting with prayer, ending with prayer, it's hard for the day in between that to kind of get unraveled, right? You bookend the day with your prayer, and that was extremely helpful to me this week. It helps me to understand that the day that I'm given is a gift. It's a gift to be received and not a problem to be solved. Amen. So this week that was put to the test a little bit, and I'll share why with you. It deals with health insurance. Need I say more? I had the most odd thing happen in that I had a bad debt in collection and I had no clue that I did. It was me calling about a different thing and someone saying, hey, by the way, would you like to pay this $433.62 that's a bad debt at a collection agency? I said, what? I've never had a bad debt. What are you saying? You guys, after I dug into billing department at Memorial, Aetna health insurance that I no longer have, and this collection agency, I found the craziest thing. So I had, annual checkups and stuff in November of last year. November of 2024. I paid everything. The insurance, Aetna, paid whatever they needed to pay, and everything was resolved and zeroed out, and I have all the documentation of that. And then in April of this year, I switched health insurance companies, and so I had been done with Aetna. This is what happened. Aetna did something with Memorial where they renegotiated their contract and a project team went back on previous claims. Now, remember, I don't even have them I'm not even a customer anymore. Going back into my account that had been resolved, that I had left the company in good standing and posted an amount, reworked some things and posted this amount now back to Memorial, because it had been so long since the date of service, it didn't even generate a bill to me or a statement. It just immediately said, you're over 120 days. It popped from Aetna to Memorial straight to a debt collector. I had no knowledge. I didn't even know that I was in bad debt. To tell you how I felt would be basically to understand a normal heart rate of, say, 70, looking at my watch being 140. I just remember being so indignant that I've never been in bad debt. How is this on me? This is not on me. This is your fault. These were your mistakes. These were your bad actions, not mine. How am I being accused? How am I being persecuted for your mistakes? And you guys, I will tell you this. When you are communing with your Savior, when you are in prayer, when you are praising God, it's almost as though whatever the exertion, whatever the action, your body, your soul just recovers quicker. I remember one time hearing someone say, if it takes you longer to recover from an activity than the activity itself, just stop doing it. You know, if you play a 2-hour softball game and you're ailing for 2 days, you probably shouldn't do that anymore. What God gives me is quick recovery, this ability to see above the problem of the day to the gift of the day. Amen. So here's what was striking to me. I was so upset. I was so indignant. I was so furious. But quickly, I'm telling you guys, so quickly that maybe the debt collector didn't hear this from me, but between Melissa at Memorial and Ann at Aetna, I testified. I testified to what God was doing and had done in my life and why in this type of situation I could see more because I was given more. I could find what you work so hard to seek is already here. It's already your gift. And that was given me. I didn't waste days. I may have wasted, an hour. But quickly, the recovery was there. And in a unique situation, when someone's when someone expects you to, I can't say it right now. When someone expects you to behave a certain way and they brace for that and they're given something else, it's in that disarming of their hard demeanor that God pierces their heart. Amen. Anna and Melissa didn't expect. They had no expectation. Yay! Of hearing me testify to God's love. But that's what happened. That is exactly what I was shown. So in the midst of my upset or my dismay, it was quickly shown to me, that is the facts, but here is the truth. I told you about that before, the difference between the fact and the truth. The fact is on the surface, it's 2 + 2 = 4, but the truth is something deeper. The truth is, what are we adding up? And why are we making that, trying to equal it? It's the depth of understanding. It's the depth of the gift of this day. Remember that today is not a problem to be solved. It is a gift to be received. So it was in this time and after testifying and after receiving God's peace that all of that was wrapped up in this depth and this truth. If I could be this wounded, this feel, this was not my, I didn't behave badly. These weren't my mistakes. These are not on me. What do you think what was when Jesus Christ went to the cross for your mistakes, for my mistakes, for my sins? I was so righteous in that these were not mine. You keep yours. They're not mine. I didn't do this. I do not have that bad debt. What if that had been what Jesus had said? Do you know? Do you begin to comprehend the gift that we are given? All of it, It's sometimes we'll feel the thorn with the rose. Don't focus on the thorn. Smell the whole bouquet of today. Amen. I know that I recover quicker now because my body is not so sick, not so decayed with debris and things that need cleared out so that I might get a closer relationship. Every year we do a fall cleanup here at my house outside. And it's about that cutting away the dead, the branches, the things that will not allow the new life to come. What is it? What do you have that's blocking that? What are you holding on to? When you know that your sins were taken to the cross, what do you hold dear that separates you, that makes that recovery not as quick as it could be, not as full as the gift of God is giving? Do you need to do a little pruning? Do you need to cut away things that are keeping you at a distance from God? I think that's what I was called to share with you today. It always changes. I want to tell you, it always changes. But today, I think the truth lies in praising and praying, starting our day, ending our day, sow in the gift. Sow it in. So that when things start to unravel, right? And they will. Things will pop up throughout the day. But knowing where you are, knowing whose you are, will bring about a recovery that will be swift and complete, and that will not only touch you, but will touch those whose expectation is to see you angered, to see you filled with vengeance. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I'm saying it was the same day that God gave to me a gift of this day and reminded me that it is a gift to be received and not a problem to be solved. Let us pray. Dear Lord, the facts of the day are the facts of the day. The truth of the day is the awareness, the appreciation, and the acceptance of the gift that you have for us in this day. We pray to cut away that which holds us back, the dead that is lying around, to clear that path and to receive the gift of your Son, who died for us, even though they weren't his bad actions. They were ours. And what I felt and what it called up in me for $433.62. And to know the gift I was given, how do I hold that up? How? Lord, I am praising you for the awareness, the appreciation, and the acceptance of this day and this gift and the gift of your Son. It's in the name of your Son that I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. I love you. Amen.